In those first laps at the pool, I work hard to warm my muscles and clear my mind. Swimming can be a marvelous zen-like experience, but it takes time to shift into that mindset to become oblivious. Your thoughts off and your focus on breathing, movement, and the sensations on your skin as you glide through the water. On occasion, I am lucky enough to have a lane all to myself, which is, oh, such bliss. And this oblivion comes quickly. Most often I have to share a lane, which makes it difficult to quell the incessant chatter of my obsessively observant rider's mind. And yet the chatter is entertaining, so I will share. My first encounter with sharing a lane was with a type of swimmer who regularly visits this pool. These swimmers are typically male, typically serious about their workouts, and typically look pretty good in a Speedo. And unlike ships that pass in the night, when two swimmers pass each other in a swimming lane, there is much more than only a signal shown. I felt lucky to be joined one day by such a swimmer. I smiled my acknowledgement as he indicated his desire to share the lane and resumed my workout, pleased that I would have an attractive ship to glance at as it passed. Alas, it was not to be. For the man had put on fins and paddles and was blasting through the water like a motorboat, and by way of slapping down those big flat paddles, with every stroke, he created such tremendous splashing that I damn near choked when I passed him and took a breath. My God, this stranger was going to drown me with these paddles and fins. Well, I quickly learned to anticipate this moment, made sure I kept my face down in the water, but I couldn't keep from fretting for my safety or stopping my mind from condemning this man who threatened my very life. Ridiculous, you say. Drama queen, you say. And you're right. I was blowing it all out of proportion. So for future workouts, I'd make sure to avoid these swimmers, to not even swim in a lane next to them, despite the lure of a pleasant hour of eye candy. But one cannot choose who comes into the pool after one arrives, and it was inevitable I would have to find a way to cope. Thank goodness for an appropriate sense of perspective. I still avoid these swimmers, but when one joins me, I converse with myself over my dire fate. Remember, I say, it is only Splashy McFinn, and he too shall pass me in this pool of life. His roaring voice, once again, silent.